funny thing is, the offer of salvation is to restore to us eternal life, and not to take away what we gained from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The thing is, God is a being, and God knows. God created that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What kind of a thing is that? It is a tree, which eating the fruit thereof imparts to the eater, who would otherwise be innocent of these things, the knowledge of good and evil. Now, what is that evil? Well, it's the same word that God uses to say the men of Sodom were very wicked. So it's a moral evil. It's a knowledge of moral, wicked, and evil things. The knowledge of evil things and the knowledge of good things. To be able to see and tell the difference. God made that tree. God has that. He knows good and evil. That's why it said it'll make you like gods. Because you'll know good and evil. And that wasn't necessarily untrue. But also from it came death, because that power, that knowledge in us brought on sin. And disobedience was, of course, the first sin, the disobedience when God said, thou shalt not, and man did. That was the first sin. But knowing right and wrong, after that, sin became exceedingly sinful. Because man knew right from wrong. Man knew good and evil. We know what is evil. We know what is good. And we do not do what is good. We do what is evil. But God put that tree there, I believe fully intending that man should eat it. But that it would not be without a price. And that it would not be with his blessing necessarily either. But he knew they would eat it. I believe that, of course. He sent the serpent in, or allowed him in, whatever, whichever way. One is really as good as the other, isn't it? Some people would suggest that he didn't know what would happen. I don't think that's true. It says, when a die is cast, when the lot is cast into the lap, Proverbs 16, when the lot is cast in the lap, the whole disposing it is of God. God knows which, you know, you can flip a dice 1,000 times, and you know what? 1,000 times out of 1,000, God can call what's going to come up before you even flip it. And so it is with many other things. But he knew they would eat of that tree. He knew man would become sinful. And through the, you know, the redemptive history we have in the scriptures, man, we obtain this knowledge, and then God saves out of it those whom he has selected. And they retain the knowledge of good and evil. But they also obtain something through Christ, which man cannot otherwise obtain. Well, God can give anything he wants to anybody, but he chose this way. The divine nature. We partake of the divine nature, a better nature, to know good and evil, but to only do good. That is the essence I'm talking about. The essence of the truth is to know good and evil and do only good. To do what is right. That is what is the essence of the truth. What did Christ, you know, he was a righteous man. He came to do right. He came to teach us the ways of righteousness. He came to call us to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is the primary true thing. Because what do we overcome sin for but to become righteous? You know, the kingdom of God, in it dwells righteousness and nothing else, not sin and iniquity. So our testimony in Christ is part of what saves us. And, you know, what the particular testimony in that time is not so important. I'm just saying this is the ultimate truth. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, by speaking the things we know and have learned in Christ to be true. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things you can say are true or truths, but what are the ultimate truths? When we talk about the truth, that, you know, what is it we're all fighting over? What is it we really want? What is it we want to be true? You know, is it that men should go to church on a certain day? Is that the truth? Is it that, you know, the angels sinned at some point in the past and came down and had children with women? Is that really the truth? Is that what we're going to be testifying? You guys have been here before. What's the point of that? It's to the testimony of the righteousness of God and the testimony of the righteousness which will be in us. Because the woman is bringing forth a child. What is that child? To be grown up is to be born into Him. To be born, we now are the sons of God, but we know we will be like Him. And He is righteous. In Him is no sin. And we will not be, we cannot be full of sin and be in Him. Ultimately, you know, I know this, that it takes patience and perseverance in the faith to obtain the promises of God. They don't just fall in your lap. I mean, sometimes it seems like they do, but it's never everything. Nobody ever just believes and then gets every single thing, all their ducks in a row, it just drops on them. How nice. I don't even think it would be healthy. It's not that I'm saying, you know, nobody's that good. It's just that, hey, you know what, I'll just speak for myself. It wouldn't be healthy for me. I know the Lord has made me wait. And I've never heard anyone else claim that, you know, the moment they heard the gospel that they, you know, well, actually I have heard people claim that. I can't say that. But I suspect they must excuse themselves from some things. Because that's my experience, that the people I've known who've claimed to be righteous often have excused themselves from certain things. And have hardened their hearts to the truth about themselves. And so they fail to see the areas in which they are corrupt. And that is unfortunate. We must not love our lives to the death. We need to be willing to lay our lives down as He laid His life down. That's what God has called us to. We are not called just to believe on Him. We're called to die. You know, that you know, you want to live forever? Then be willing to die. You know, you love your life. You like living. You want to live forever? Then die. Lay your life down. I'm not saying go out and kill yourself. I'm just saying you be willing to be offered. I've said it many times. and part of me has this great fear, knowing that God will hold me to that. So I probably will have to suffer. I probably will. I'm not